Executive Director Joyce Baltz says the Glacier Institute offers classes on a wide range of subjects.
So everything from wildlife to geology, flora and fauna, Native American, we teach to the themes of Glacier.
The Institute offers classes at a site within Glacier National Park. It also has a campus at Big Creek on Forest Service land. It's up the North Fork of the Flathead River Valley.
So when you drive up the North Fork Road, you'll notice when you leave the pavement that the power lines end. So about 11 miles later, you'll see Big Creek campground on your right and then the Big Creek Outdoor Education Center on your left.
Balt says having a solar energy element at the Big Creek campus has been on the wish list for a long time.
And we run on a propane generator, and our dream has been for many years to have alternative energy systems to help preserve our propane generator fuel and power.
Last year, the Glacier Institute applied for a nationwide contest sponsored by Toms of Maine. The award program is called 50 States for Good. It chooses one project from each of the states, then opens the contest to the public, who votes via social media for their favorite nonprofit project. Toms of Maine awards one $50,000 grant and five $20,000 grants. The Glacier Institute won a $20,000 grant. The Institute teamed up with Sunelco Incorporated out of Hamilton to install the system. It includes solar panels, which will charge up batteries and be used to offset the propane at the Big Creek campus. Balt says Sunelco also added some in-kind donations and installed a wind energy system as well. She says it's a functional system, and they've also built a curriculum around it to teach as part of their educational program.
But the goal was also to be able to teach these energy systems. And we are an authentic teaching site because we are located off the power grid. As far as I know, we're one of the only authentic teaching sites that you know, says what we do and then actually lives by it, that's open to the public.
Balt says this is a first step the Glacier Institute hopes to expand upon in the future. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.